Democrat candidates condemn party leaders for timid response to Trump. Show the people that you're angry. By Amy Furr on October 21, 2025. Democrat congressional candidates across America are apparently angry with their party's leaders for not rising to the occasion since Donald Trump became president a second time, according to Axios. The outlet said Tuesday that it interviewed dozens of candidates and many of them voiced such sentiments critical of party leadership. The outlet said Democrats' constituents have been complaining for months that the establishment leadership has not pushed back hard enough on Trump, noting it signals a headache for Democrat leaders. Axios cited candidates voicing a more aggressive posture than the people currently running their party. "I am not a when they go low, we go high, person. I'm not that kind of girl," Texas State Representative Yolanda Jones, who is running in a November special election for a safely Democratic U.S. House seat, told Axios. "If they go low, I'm going to the gutter." Kata Buizale, a prominent progressive influencer running in Illinois, told Axios, "You need to show the people that you're angry. And not just that you're angry, that you're going to do something about it." Jones told the outlet she believes the days of following a playbook have ended and has refused to follow rules when others will not. She then recounted the violence she experienced growing up in the hood, adding, "So, I come from a different world where everything isn't so pretty like the Democrats want. Sometimes SHT is ugly. And you've got to be able to fight ugly." Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said during the recent interview there was a rise of Marxism in the Democratic Party. Following the anti-Trump No Kings protests on Saturday, Breitbart News reported. "There's a rise of Marxism in the Democratic Party. It's an objective fact. And no one can deny it. We lament that. We decry it. We're trying to call it out because I want to make sure the next generation of Americans understands that is a dangerous road to go down. That's part of our calling. I think part of our responsibility as elected servants of the people," he stated. On day 13 of the Democrat government shutdown, Johnson said the Democrat Party is utterly rudderless and accused them of playing costly political games. An August poll found that the Democrat Party's favorability rating had slumped to 34%, according to Breitbart News. Other recent polling has shown congressional Democrats registering low job approval ratings and lagging behind Republicans on issues such as inflation, immigration, and foreign policy, the outlet said.